It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That means it's time for Tech Talk, and we have Doug Swinhart aboard today for the entire hour. And if you want to talk to Doug about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to get a hold of us on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. That number is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. And a friendly reminder, we invite you to download those podcasts. Go to the website, wccrradio.com, search for Tech Talk, and it'll bring you to the webcast. We have a lot of evergreen material, so we encourage you to check out the webcast, the podcast at our website, wccradio.com. And thanks again for tuning in wherever you are today on this Saturday in September. Doug, we had a week off last week. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, pretty good, Steve. Thank you so much. You know, this Intel scandal just keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper.
Tell me more. What's going on?
Well, you know, they had a whole series of the i9 processors that would just misfunction, and you couldn't get any diagnostics, and you know, people started to look at this, and of course that got into the gamers, because the gamers, they get it hit first, because they're, you know, pushing their machines pretty heavy. And Intel at first kind of denied that anything was going on, and then all of a sudden around June or July, I believe it was, a class action lawsuit began, and oh, all of a sudden they started honoring them all. Their cuts are getting deep to the point to where in July they started laying off people. This is going to hurt them. This is bad. But they are honoring their warranties, and I know I'm not a lawyer, but I know enough to know that if the manufacturer is standing behind a product and honoring warranty claims, they're going to get tossed right out of court anyway, right?
Yeah, I would think that ultimately that's what people want, is a resolution to their issues, whatever that is, whatever the product is. How do you know if you have a computer, if you have one of those problematic chips, how do you look that up?
Yeah, you know, that's interesting, because a lot of people, they just restart their computer and momentarily it will go away. But this thing will actually just crash right in the middle and stop functioning completely. So people are like, well, is it a motherboard? Is it a processor? Is it? And it took a while for this to come out, because these are difficult to diagnose, really difficult. And they've got a whole list of the processors. So if anybody's got an i9, especially in the 13th generation and 12th generation, then go to the Intel website and just put in their search engine, do I have a good CPU? Is my CPU part of the crashing CPUs? These things in the BIOS on certain motherboards will actually change settings in the BIOS. The motherboards companies claim that it was Intel. Intel said, well, it can't be us. We can't do that. But it was more than one manufacturer. So they kind of determined that, well, yeah, the processor is kind of the godhead, so I guess it can. It's getting pretty interesting. Really, really interesting. I think that these problematic processing chips, this is it's a sign that maybe they're cutting their prices too much trying to compete with AMD, and the only other solution for them is to innovate, come out with something new, and they're trying, but this is really getting tough for these guys, really tough.
You know, it all gets back to one thing, though, that we had good computers years ago, and you continue to talk about these machines, particularly Macs, that are, you know, maybe 10 years old, that came out, you know, 10, 12 years old, 2012, 2013, 2014, of that vintage. A lot of these machines are still perfectly good. You may need to consider a different operating system. But that gets back to there are options for this older equipment where it's perfectly steady. It's just the actual operating system may need to be changed. You may need to look at Linux. In many cases, there's no reason to dump old equipment. It's still good. But you may need to do something different with the operating system, as simple as that.
Oh, no question. And the sales techniques today, you know, they're pushing numbers and throwing specifications around like they don't mean anything. And the problem with that is up to 5 gigahertz. So what? What's the base speed? I don't want to know how I can overclock mine. And all these i9s now, the cause of the failure was voltage. These things would just kick up the voltage, which creates heat. And pretty soon you got the fans running and they're slowing down to accommodate the extra energy usage. And they're just getting wild. So it really is interesting to me that 10-year-old processors all of a sudden are extremely popular. Extremely popular. But you got to have the right motherboard to go with them, too. And that gets into, well, can we go find old stock? And there's old stock around as well. I think we're going to see some real interesting things in the hardware business this year coming up. Apple seems to be pretty strong. They're holding their own real well, actually. They're not cheap, but they're great computers and, well, great phones and great watches as well. They're doing their job. They really are. So, yeah, it should be interesting summer and a whole real come Christmas. That's really the quarter that they focus on because that's going to be their big time of year. So the next few months, keep an eye on this. It's going to get interesting.
Doug, another thing I want to bring up, and we probably don't bring it up enough on the program, but a great example earlier in the day. My mom and dad were having trouble with their printer, particularly my dad printing something he needed from his phone or an attachment on his phone. And it should be easy peasy to do. So I went over, checked the printer out. Everything seemed to be fine. Looked like ink levels were good. Still did a cleaning. Still did a head cleaning on it to make sure everything was fine. Printed out a test page. Everything was good. And then looked at his phone, and it was a little glitchy. It looked like it would send, and then it would error back. And I'm like, I know what needs to be done here, and I probably should have done it up front. And that was power down the printer, power down the phone, reconnect. Mm-hmm. They're on the same Wi-Fi in the house. That's how they communicate with each other. Mm-hmm. And it worked like a charm. So when in doubt,
overlapping IP addresses.
Well,
yeah.
But the point being is that when in doubt or you're having problems like that, first thing you should do, power down the printer, power down the device, fire them back up, let them rejoin the network again and try it again. It's the old when in doubt, restart. That's probably the place to start is with a good old restart.
Oh, no question in my mind. I wish I had a dollar for everybody that I got on the phone and I explained that. Just shut it off for a couple minutes and turn it back on. Yeah. And especially if you got more than one device involved in the failure. And a lot of times, these networks, they will actually chuck out an internal IP address. And then maybe the device is in a sleep mode or maybe it hasn't been used for a while. Somebody comes in with a new device and that gets the same IP address. Well, now you got collisions for network packets and never going to be proper. The way to fix it is just either restart or shut it down completely and restart it that way. Even a restart would retrain your internet protocol address. So that's and this is very, very common. You hit the nail right on the head. First thing you do, don't call anybody. Don't call. We like the calls, but Don't waste your time. Just restart that baby. Absolutely. That is great advice, Steve. Great advice.
Yeah. So especially when things share the same Wi-Fi network, I've really felt like sometimes you just need to do it. And we do bring it up on the show, and it is good advice. And I talked about this with my mom and dad as well. And I'm a big believer, and we brought it up on the program. Computer, like my work computer on Friday, when I left the office, I shut it all the way down, and I'll fire it up on Monday. There's no reason for it to be on all weekend long. When I leave the studio today, I will shut down all the computers. I'll shut everything all the way down and let it sit until the next time I need to come in and do something. The point being is, even with smartphones, and I think people have a hard time with this, is they feel like they're so attached to it. Maybe they don't have a landline at home. Hey, this is the only way anybody can get to me or reach me if they need to, and I understand that. But what we talked about, and I think it's important, well, mom has a phone, dad has a phone. You don't have to do it every night. Once a week or once every 2 weeks, one of you power down the phone at night. So if I need to reach you at 3 o'clock in the morning, I can get a hold of one of you. The phone will ring. I get that. But there is value in it, and you and I have talked about that, and that's a reminder. Even for those smartphones, power them down once a week and let them sit overnight. Sit on the charger, but power them all the way down.
Oh, no doubt about it. Even just restarting them. I shut mine down all the way once a week. It's just automatic. And, you know, people think of a telephone, and they never used to do this with landlines, so it's kind of a misnomer. But this is a different type of equipment. And you're absolutely right. They need to just restart. They need to retrain to the network, and there's all kinds of things that could be going on. All of the voice over internet, we're connecting to web servers, and these web servers over the years, they're not taking any dirty bits that fall out of packets. They're sending them out to the users now. They have no choice. Got to get rid of them. And so that restarting process has become more and more important every year that I've been in the business. It really has. And I think today it's crucial. Absolutely crucial. Especially if you're having trouble, first thing you do is just restart the device. I don't care what it is. An Apple smartwatch. Android phone. Routers. Modems. Really. That's really your... And sometimes you got to restart the whole chain of events and a local area network. And there's nothing wrong with that. But shut everything down. Start at your modem. Give it plenty of time to come up. Then go to your routers if you have them. Then go to your devices. Probably your TVs would probably be next. But it's absolutely crucial today that people follow this. It really is.
Yeah, and I just think it is not a bad thing. And most people are in that habit. If they're not going to use their computer for a while, or if they're going to be away from the weekend, shut her all the way down. But we don't think about that with sometimes the tablets and particularly the smartphones because, oh, I'm going to throw it on the charger. Now I've got this cool charger next to the bed that I put my phone on. And it has this program where it turns my phone into like an old school alarm clock.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. But then I'm not, you know, as willing to shut it all the way down for the night. But nevertheless, good to keep in charge. And once again, even if you don't shut them down all night, shut it down for an hour. Shut it down for a half hour if you're watching TV or doing something else, maybe going for a drive. You shouldn't be fooling around with your phone anyway behind the wheel. Good opportunity. Shut the phone down, give it a breather, and then let it come back up. Fire it up from all the way off is a good thing. 3:18, quick break, Tag Talk. Doug Swindhart joining us. When we come back, I'm playing around finally. I had promised this earlier in the year, but I did it. I have a T-Mobile 5G backup internet device at home. And I just bought the plan. It was $20 a month. And this is backup internet because we have CenturyLink, but I've been playing around with it. And we can talk about that.
Your CenturyLink is going to be changing real soon, by the way.
Yeah. And
when we get back on, I'll tell you about it.
Yeah. And I've had CenturyLink for a long time, DSL, but I bought this T-Mobile. Like I say, it's about the size of a coffee pot, a little smaller, and I've been playing around with it just as a backup. I only get limited bandwidth as part of this plan, but very interesting. And we'll get into that in a moment. And by the way, if you want to talk to Doug, you're always welcome to do it on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. And the number there is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226 here at News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It is Tech Talk with Doug Swindahart. We're on the air Saturday, as sports schedules permitting, with the Twins playing at Fenway Park next Saturday. We will have the day off. No Tech Talk next Saturday. But remember, you can find all those podcasts at the website, WCCORadio.com. Just search WCCO Tech Talk, and you should be able to find all those old shows. And they're not old, because there's a lot of great evergreen topics in that. Now, before we get into home internet options, et cetera, we do want to jump to the phone lines, and we do have a number of texts on the program, and we certainly do appreciate that. And we are going to bring in Lawrence from St. Paul. Lawrence, you're on the air with Doug.
Hey, guys. Always good to hear your voices. Say, this I'm probably just going to hang up and listen. After years of total neglect in upgrading my equipment, my music is very much out of sync, and I'm running Mac OS. So I'm having to manually go through and prepare at least one machine and then go from there. But I've run into an issue where I'm finding the same song, so to speak, in an MP3 format and an Apple M4A or M4P format. I'm not sure which one I should keep or delete. So, Doug, if you can send some guidance, I'll listen, and hopefully I can get it done with your guidance. So, thanks, guys.
All right, very good. Thanks for the call, Lawrence.
When you have outdated hardware and outdated software, and that's really about the only thing that can go wrong with an Apple. The first thing I would do is I would copy some of those songs over to a USB drive, and I would play them on a different computer. I would go over to a Windows machine, a Linux machine, and see if it's the file or if it's the actual hardware and software. Be aware that these multimedia files can also carry virus and malware. So you got to be kind of cautious with that. It's really rare that would affect a Mac. It's possible, but I don't think that's it. I have a feeling that what's going on here is he's probably got too much stuff on his desktop, and we got to clear that out and get some RAM. And then go through and get Onyx, O-N-Y-X, and it's open source software for the Mac. and do a good cleaning on this thing. And it's going to take a little while. Next thing, make sure you've got enough hard drive space. You can run out of hard drive space and not even be aware of it if you're not checking it from time to time. And that's true with Mac, Linux, Windows, all computers. These operating systems, from time to time, they're going to reach out and they're going to save stuff to the hard drive because they don't have enough RAM or there's a problem. And they do it in the background without even indicating that something's wrong. But if that hard drive doesn't have enough space or it's not organized properly and it's not operational, that's going to be a big thing too. This one song business I didn't quite understand. This kind of got me going here. It sounds to me like it possibly could have got downloaded twice at two separate formats. Again, I would play them on a different computer, a different device, and see if they play. If they don't play, that one definitely doesn't get saved. For sure, for sure. In fact, I not only would delete it, I would shred it. Just to be on the safe side. And I hope that helps.
All right, Doug, very good indeed. And by the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email if you want to reach out to him during the week. Certainly a good thing. Let's go to one more call before the bottom of the hour break. Mary from Monticello has been waiting for a while. Mary, you're on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
This is Mary from between Monticello and Clearwater. And
right.
Honestly, I feel like we live in the middle of the Sahara Desert here. We get our internet from our local
TDS
company, a bundle with dish and internet and stuff. And it is so slow. And they always say, we are at the end of the line. There's nothing they can do. They've tried to turn it up, and then it goes off. And
I don't know for sure, but I think you're probably eligible to take a look at Starlink. You'd be amazed at how well this is going to run. And once it's set up, it's done. And they've been improving the receptive equipment, the actual dishes, and they're not that big. But you can put them up on top of your roof. You can put them on the side of the house, long as they're aimed. And these newer ones are even becoming much, much less vulnerable to weather conditions. And their goal is to, they don't care if you're getting snow so bad you can't see out your window. They want that thing to have reception. They're now connecting to more than one satellite at a time. And in certain areas and around our area, they are just packed. We are ready to go throughout the whole Midwest. So I think you should check that out. And just go to starlink.com and just go through. Your setup fee, your initial get started fee, I think is going to run you about $300 to $400.
Yeah, hardware, they've come down to around $300. And there's other fees. They want your first month's service. And just to jump in, Doug, you put in your address, number one, to see if it's available. And I would assume in Monticello it's going to be available. It's available in the northern suburbs where I live. And then, once again, they make it very easy for a do-it-yourselfer to get this set up. And get you up and running. They want it to be easy, and they continue to launch these low-level satellites weekly. So,
yeah, there's enough of them up above the continental U.S. and Canada and even down in Mexico. North America's got some really good coverage at this point. And I'm amazed at how fast this came together. And it might seem like it's a little bit pricey, but, you know, I always tell people, too, I can't put a dollar value on your frustration.
Yeah.
I'm just like other people. I'm on a champagne want and a beer budget. I get it. I understand. But at the same time, if you're sitting around and you're waiting 3-4 minutes every time you make a move on a well, it'd drive you crazy. I've had connections that were so weak that I forgot what I was searching for. I go back to my notes. Oh, yeah, this is what I was going for. It's just maddening.
Yeah.
I think it'd be worth your while to check it out. I really would. And it's just starlink.com, StarLink.com.
Yeah. See if it's available. Type in your address. And once again, there is upfront money. There's no doubt about it. But there are no contracts the way I understand it. So there's a little hardware cost and a monthly cost. But everyone who I've talked to that's had it has been impressed. Quick break.
I can tell you this, Stevie, there's no used equipment around. I've been looking.
Yeah. Quick break. We've got more with Doug on Tech Talk on the way. The StylesFinancial.com talk and text line, the way to go, 651-461-9226. All the news at 4. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. Later, the Twins and the Reds. Game 2 of the 3-game set. Our coverage there begins at 5:30 here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Tech Talk, Doug Swindahart. We're on today between 3 and 4. Of course, sports schedules have a big impact on that. Next Saturday, no show of Twins and Red Sox from Fenway with the lineup card at 2:30, your first pitch after 3 o'clock Central Time. Twins and Red Sox from Fenway Park next Saturday, and then we hope to return 2 weeks down the road here on Tech Talk. We've had a lot of great techs, and Doug, let's jump into some of those. Doug, I bought an HP laptop. It only has 60 gigabytes of storage. Is that enough?
Yeah, if you're not gaming and you're not packing in things trying to buy Bitcoin, but you're going to have to be a little conservative. Windows is going to, I hope that's the free amount, and you've got a minimum of 120 gig SSD, which is probably what they have. But it'll be a good computer for you. I just hope that you got a computer that we have the ability to increase that drive space. Some of the portables and laptops these days, the hard drive and the memory is built right onto the motherboard, and there's no exchanging it, no repairing it. But I believe that HP, you're going to be hard-pressed to find that. I know that some of their low-line models have that, but it's rare. You're going to find that more in MSI and Lenovo's and that kind of thing. So, and Dell's doing it on their tablets as well. I disagree with that. I think we should be able to upgrade the RAM or replace it if it gets bad, and same with hard drive. But that you have to watch your space with that. You have to keep – here again, Steve, this is a prime example where Pervasor is an absolute must on that machine. That will help to keep things clean and keep it up and running and keep it speedy. And keep an eye on that disk space. Just open up your Windows Explorer, right-click on the drive, slide down left-click properties, and it'll tell you how much drive space is used and how much is free. And you do need some free space. And I would also control virtual memory. Windows doesn't need to have free reign of that drive. Depending on how much memory you have, you might even be able to shut that off completely, which will also conserve hard drive. And I hope that helps.
Yeah,
good text. Excellent text.
Yeah, it is a good one, and good luck with the new machine. I will say this. It also speaks to the fact that this would also be a good exercise in cloud storage. That files you want to keep long-term and so on and so forth. It probably is good practice to store that somewhere on, you know, in the cloud, have a backup anyway, because I don't think you want all your eggs in one basket.
Absolutely
not. We've seen problems where everybody's got everything on this hard drive on the local computer, and then what? It gets stolen, it gets broken, it gets damaged. You're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, backing up data. It's the first thing to be procrastinated, and it never fails. And it's the last thing that you do at the end of the week. And, well, we'll just get at it next week. You just put it off. Pretty soon you're 6 months behind or a year or more. That's not good practice. Yeah, you want to stay on top of that. That's good advice. Absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, once again, I think the tendency is with a large hard drive, I got plenty of room. I'll do it later. I think if you have to manage your hard drive, you also dump files that you don't need. That, you know, too much space, it's kind of like in a house. You know, what are you going to do when you have a lot of storage? You're going to fill it up with junk. Just my thought on that, where maybe having a gigantic hard drive isn't a good thing. All right, Doug, here's another good one. What is the best way of removing unwanted emails, and is this important, old emails? Do you need to necessarily waste your time to go back and clean up emails that were just someone saying, hey, we'll meet you at dinner Saturday night at 7? You know, there's really no reason to keep that, but is there any reason to clean that up?
Well, you know, it really depends on how your email provider, your service provider, is set up. If you got a Gmail account, it's unlimited. And it's web-based, so it's not really being saved on your device. It's being saved on the mail server up in the cloud, automatically. And the same goes for Proton. Now, if you're looking for disk space and you have a paid Proton account, and they're well worth the money. It's not that expensive. I got 500 gigabytes of disk space in the cloud with Proton. And it's fast, and it's just phenomenal. But extra space in the cloud is an absolute essential element, I believe, of good practice with home computers these days. It's a must-have. It really is. You can buy a hard drive, and God bless you if you do. You should have a copy on hard drive locally. Should have a copy that you're working on, and at least one copy up in the cloud, especially if it's important. That should just be a set thing. In fact, I think every computer that's sold should come with this information. Make sure you take care of your backups. Have multiple copies. It's important, especially with pictures, and tax records, and accounting, and that kind of stuff for at least 10 years. It's doable, and it's not that difficult to set up. And if you really just don't have the time and don't want to mess with it, then for goodness sake, purchase a service. You can get Carbon Copy is excellent. iDrive in California, which is not an Apple product. It's a actual backup thing. And I think like $8-$9 a month, if that. And it's 100% automatic. You never have to give it another thought. And if you go with a paid backup service, for goodness sake, run a trial run of a recovery trial. Make sure that you can bring everything back to life. It's well worth your time and well worth your energy. And it's going to raise your confidence level. Yeah, I really believe that some of these old school things that are coming back to fruition, if you will, they've always been important, but they're even more important today. We don't know what's happening with the equipment sometimes. Maybe we got a bad Intel chip, God forbid, or something like that, and that also can affect your data. Yeah, you just can't stress it enough, Steve. We really can't.
All right, Doug, let's get to one before the break. And try and squeeze it in. We don't have a ton of time before this break. But as a lot of people know, there was a massive data breach of Social Security numbers and other personal information a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And the news report said to go to pentester.com to see if your Social Security number was breached. So anyway, they go to the site, and to find out more, they needed to pay some money.
That bothers me.
Yeah,
yeah. I was reading a little bit about that. I think that's bad. I think wherever the breach took place, they should be footing the bill, especially if they're directing the people. The problem with that is, and we want to trust people and believe what they're saying, but maybe it was just really didn't happen, and it's a way to sell that service.
Yeah,
it just that dog doesn't hunt for me. It just doesn't.
Yeah, and once again, we have talked about that. Let's face it. In this day and age, on September 14th, 2024, some of your data is floating around out there. It's just a fact. If you've been online, bought things online, interacted online, some of that information is floating around out there. And there are some things that you can do already. And one of the biggest, in my opinion still, is monitoring your credit reports. And you can still do that for free, and you can pay some of the credit bureaus some money, but you don't have to check in with them and find out where you're at and who's using your information. But the reality is, for most of us, on September 14, 2024, there's personal information floating around out there. In my
there's really. And I know that this kind of sticks with you, too. Some of these companies that are large, and this is happening, and they're big, big breaches, I think it's time to hold them accountable. And as you know, Steve, to my knowledge anyway, Target is the only company that ever had to answer for anything, and it wasn't their fault, and they didn't lose one bit of data. I think it's time that, you know, if they, oh, yeah, we lost, you know, 2 million people's records. Oh, hey. Yeah, I don't care if it hurts. You need to be held accountable, and you need to make your clients whole. I can't stress that enough. I'm kind of strong on that. I think it's time. We know what computers are capable of. We've got enough knowledge and enough good professional service people that know what they're doing. They're really, it shouldn't be happening, and it certainly shouldn't be happening every week. It's I think it's time that we demand better.
Yeah. 12 minutes now in front of 4. We'll come back. We have much more here on Tech Talk. And you can still get in and visit with Doug, thestylesfinancial.com. Talk and text line 651-461-9226. By the way, all the news at 4. And then we'll go outdoors with Steve Carney following that news and weather at 4 o'clock here on News Talk. E3O WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in for a few more minutes. And, Doug, I want to get to one on our StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. I have an iPad and iPhone that I got about 10 years ago. A few years ago, they both stopped turning on. There's pictures I have on there, but I gave up trying to charge them for, like, days at a time and just couldn't get them to turn on. What would be the best way to get these things going? You know,
walk right into an Apple store.
Yeah.
In fact, the one at the mall is Mall of America. They're exceptional. At the very least, they're going to have your data for you in a matter of minutes. Obviously, they're going to try to sell you some new equipment, and you might want to consider that after a decade. But it's they're not going to get pushy. They're very, very good at that Apple store at the mall. I'm amazed at how good they are. And these people got themselves together. That store, by the way, is different than many Apple stores. That's actually a data center as well in the back of that. There's a huge, huge rack mount computers back there. And so you got some top shelf people working there. Top shelf. That would be my advice.
Yeah, and it is one of those where if they're in otherwise good shape, you should be able to get your data off that machine with assistance, that's for sure. Hey, real quick update. After talking to my cousin at a picnic, he has been using cellular-based home internet, 5G mm-hmm. cellular signals to an appliance. It happens to be T-Mobile. And I said, well, mm-hmm. I'm going to give that a try. And they have a home backup service that's $20 a month. Yeah. And I got the little appliance, and I've been playing around with it for the last month or so. I really like it, and I'm strongly considering making this our home internet. I really like this 5G service. It's been very stable. It's been very solid. And the appliance, like I say, is even smaller than a coffee pot. I mean, it's pretty slim, pretty easy. We're able to get a signal, super easy to set up. I've been impressed. But once again, it's a backup. I only have limited bandwidth, et cetera. It's not the full-blown service, which is more like $50 a month. So
that's still cheap.
Yeah, I've been really impressed by it. So far, it's so good. And we have heard on the show good reviews about mm-hmm. this 5G. Once again, it's 5G cellular signals that comes to an appliance, and you can hardwire into that or with an Ethernet cable, or you can use it to create Wi-Fi in your home, and that's how I've been using it. But it's been pretty good so far.
Yeah, this is I like the fact that you have a redundant internet connection.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I really do. We've got Xfinity here, and I pay for a gigabit feed. And I haven't seen a gig ever. And now, last couple of months, my TVs are actually starting to buffer. I should never buffer. There's two of us in the house, for goodness sake.
Right.
A gig should be able to handle 5 places or 10 places like mine, standing on its head. I'm not certain what's happening there.
Yeah, and Doug, we can get into that in more detail next show, a couple of weeks down the road. Once again, Twins and Red Sox next Saturday, lineup card at 2:30, first pitch just after 3 our time, so we'll have no show next Saturday, but hopefully we'll visit with you in 2 weeks. Don't forget the podcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Tech Talk, Doug Swindahart. We're on today between 3 and 4. Of course, sports schedules have a big impact on that. Next Saturday, no show of Twins and Red Sox from Fenway with the lineup card at 2:30, your first pitch after 3 o'clock Central Time. Twins and Red Sox from Fenway Park next Saturday, and then we hope to return 2 weeks down the road here on Tech Talk. We've had a lot of great techs, and Doug, let's jump into some of those. Doug, I bought an HP laptop. It only has 60 gigabytes of storage. Is that enough?
Yeah, if you're not gaming and you're not packing in things trying to buy Bitcoin, but you're going to have to be a little conservative. Windows is going to, I hope that's the free amount, and you've got a minimum of 120 gig SSD, which is probably what they have. But it'll be a good computer for you. I just hope that you got a computer that we have the ability to increase that drive space. Some of the portables and laptops these days, the hard drive and the memory is built right onto the motherboard, and there's no exchanging it, no repairing it. But I believe that HP, you're going to be hard-pressed to find that. I know that some of their low-line models have that, but it's rare. You're going to find that more in MSI and Lenovo's and that kind of thing. So, and Dell's doing it on their tablets as well. I disagree with that. I think we should be able to upgrade the RAM or replace it if it gets bad, and same with hard drive. But that you have to watch your space with that. You have to keep here again, Steve. This is a prime example where Pervasor is an absolute must on that machine. That will help to keep things clean and keep it up and running and keep it speedy. And keep an eye on that disk space. Just open up your Windows Explorer, right click on the drive, slide down, left click properties, and it'll tell you how much drive space is used and how much is free. And you do need some free space. And I would also control virtual memory. Windows doesn't need to have free reign of that drive. Depending on how much memory you have, you might even be able to shut that off completely, which will also conserve hard drive. And I hope that helps.
Yeah,
good text. Excellent text.
Yeah, it is a good one, and good luck with the new machine. I will say this. It also speaks to the fact that this would also be a good exercise in cloud storage. That files you want to keep long-term and so on and so forth. It probably is good practice to store that somewhere on, you know, in the cloud, have a backup anyway, because I don't think you want all your eggs in one basket.
Absolutely
not. That's
where
we've seen problems, where everybody's got everything on this hard drive, on the local computer, and then what? It gets stolen, it gets broken, it gets damaged. You're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, backing up data, it's the first thing to be procrastinated, and it never fails. And it's the last thing that you do at the end of the week. And, well, we'll just get at it next week. You just put it off. Pretty soon you're 6 months behind or a year or more. That's not good practice. Yeah, you want to stay on top of that. That's good advice. Absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, once again, I think the tendency is with a large hard drive, I got plenty of room. I'll do it later. I think if you have to manage your hard drive, you also dump files that you don't need. That, you know, too much space, it's kind of like in a house. You know, what are you going to do when you have a lot of storage? You're going to fill it up with junk. So just my thought on that, where maybe having a gigantic hard drive isn't a good thing. All right, Doug, here's another good one. What is the best way of removing unwanted emails, and is this important? Old emails, do you need to necessarily waste your time to go back and clean up emails that were just someone saying, hey, we'll meet you at dinner Saturday night at 7? You know, there's really no reason to keep that, but is there any reason to clean that up?
Well, you know, it really depends on how your emails provider, your service provider, is set up. If you got a Gmail account, it's unlimited, and it's web-based, so it's not really being saved on your device. It's being saved on the mail server up in the cloud, automatically. And the same goes for Proton. Now, if you're looking for disk space and you have a paid Proton account, mine, and they're well worth the money. It's not that expensive. I got 500 gigabytes of disk space in the cloud with Proton. And it's fast, and it's just phenomenal. But extra space in the cloud is an absolute essential element, I believe, of good practice with home computers these days. It's a must-have. It really is. You can buy a hard drive, and God bless you if you do. You should have a copy on hard drive locally. You should have a copy that you're working on, and at least one copy up in the cloud, especially if it's important. That should just be a set thing. In fact, I think every computer that's sold should come with this information. Make sure you take care of your backups. Have multiple copies. It's important, especially with pictures, and tax records, and accounting, and that kind of stuff for at least 10 years. It's doable, and it's not that difficult to set up. And if you really just don't have the time and don't want to mess with it, then for goodness sake, purchase a service. You can get Carbon Copy is excellent. iDrive in California, which is not an Apple product. It's a actual backup thing. And I think like $8-$9 a month, if that. And it's 100% automatic. You never have to give it another thought. And if you go with a paid backup service, for goodness sake, run a trial run of a recovery trial. Make sure that you can bring everything back to life. It's well worth your time and well worth your energy. And it's going to raise your confidence level. Yeah, I really believe that some of these old school things that are coming back to fruition, if you will, they've always been important, but they're even more important today. We don't know what's happening with the equipment sometimes. Maybe we got a bad Intel chip, God forbid, or something like that, and that also can affect your data. Yeah, you just can't stress it enough, Steve. We really can't.
All right, Doug, let's get to one before the break. And try and squeeze it in. We don't have a ton of time before this break. But as a lot of people know, there was a massive data breach of Social Security numbers and other personal information a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And the news report said to go to pentester.com to see if your Social Security number was breached. So anyway, they go to the site, and to find out more, they needed to pay some money.
That bothers me.
Yeah,
yeah. I was reading a little bit about that. I think that's bad. I think wherever the breach took place, they should be footing the bill, especially if they're directing the people there. See, the problem with that is, and we want to trust people and believe what they're saying, but maybe it was just really didn't happen, and it's a way to sell that service.
Yeah,
it just that dog doesn't hunt for me. It just doesn't.
Yeah, and once again, we have talked about that. Let's face it. In this day and age, on September 14th, 2024, some of your data is floating around out there. It's just a fact. If you've been online, bought things online, interacted online, some of that information is floating around out there. And there are some things that you can do already. And one of the biggest, in my opinion still, is monitoring your credit reports. And you can still do that for free, and you can pay some of the credit bureaus some money, but you don't have to check in with them and find out where you're at and who's using your information. But the reality is, for most of us, on September 14, 2024, there's personal information floating around out there. In my
there's really. And I know that this kind of sticks with you, too. Some of these companies that are large, and this is happening, and they're big breaches. I think it's time to hold them accountable. And as you know, Steve, to my knowledge anyway, Target is the only company that ever had to answer for anything, and it wasn't their fault, and they didn't lose one bit of data. I think it's time that, you know, if they, oh, yeah, we lost, you know, 2 million people's record. Oh, hey, yeah, I don't care if it hurts. You need to be held accountable, and you need to make your clients whole. I can't stress that enough. I'm kind of strong on that. I think it's time. We know what computers are capable of. We've got enough knowledge and enough good professional service people that know what they're doing. They're really, it shouldn't be happening, and it certainly shouldn't be happening every week. It's I think it's time that we demand better.
Yeah. 12 minutes now in front of 4. We'll come back. We have much more here on Tech Talk. And you can still get in and visit with Doug, thestylesfinancial.com. Talk and text line 651-461-9226. By the way, all the news at 4. And then we'll go outdoors with Steve Carney following that news and weather at 4 o'clock here on News Talk. E3O WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in for a few more minutes. And, Doug, I want to get to one on our stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. I have an iPad and iPhone that I got about 10 years ago. A few years ago, they both stopped turning on. There's pictures I have on there, but I gave up trying to charge them for, like, days at a time and just couldn't get them to turn on. What would be the best way to get these things going? You know,
walk right into an Apple store.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, the one at the mall is Mall of America. They're exceptional. At the very least, they're going to have your data for you in a matter of minutes. Obviously, they're going to try to sell you some new equipment, and you might want to consider that after a decade. But it's they're not going to get pushy. They're very, very good at that Apple store at the mall. I'm amazed at how good they are. And these people got themselves together. That store, by the way, is different than many Apple stores. That's actually a data center as well in the back of that. There's a huge, huge rack mount computers back there. And so you got some top-shelf people working there, top shelf. That would be my advice.
Yeah, and it is one of those where if they're in otherwise good shape, you should be able to get your data off that machine with assistance, that's for sure. Hey, real quick update. After talking to my cousin at a picnic, he has been using cellular-based home internet, 5G mm-hmm. cellular signals to an appliance. It happens to be T-Mobile. And I said, well, mm-hmm. I'm going to give that a try. And they have a home backup service that's $20 a month. Yeah. And I got the little appliance, and I've been playing around with it for the last month or so. I really like it, and I'm strongly considering making this our home internet. I really like this 5G service. It's been very stable. It's been very solid. And the appliance, like I say, is even smaller than a coffee pot. I mean, it's pretty slim, pretty easy. We're able to get a signal, super easy to set up. I've been impressed. But once again, it's a backup. I only have limited bandwidth, et cetera. It's not the full-blown service, which is more like $50 a month. So
that's still cheap.
Yeah, I've been really impressed by it. So far, it's so good. And we have heard on the show good reviews about mm-hmm. this 5G. Once again, it's 5G cellular signals that comes to an appliance, and you can hardwire into that or with an Ethernet cable, or you can use it to create Wi-Fi in your home, and that's how I've been using it. But it's been pretty good so far.
Yeah, this is I like the fact that you have a redundant internet connection.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah,
I really do. Is that we've got Xfinity here, and I pay for a gigabit feed, and I haven't seen a gig ever. And now, last couple of months, my TVs are actually starting to buffer. I should never buffer. There's two of us in the house, for goodness sake.
Right.
A gig should be able to handle 5 places or 10 places like mine, standing on its head. I'm not certain what's happening there.
Yeah, and Doug, we can get into that in more detail next show, a couple of weeks down the road. Once again, Twins and Red Sox next Saturday, lineup card at 2:30, first pitch just after 3 our time, so we'll have no show next Saturday, but hopefully we'll visit with you in 2 weeks. Don't forget the podcast at the website, WCCORadio.com. It is WCCO Tech Talk. Doug, quickly, phone number and email.
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin at WCCOTech.com. A-D-M-I-N at W-C-C-O-T-E-C-H.com. 651-552-9543. Thank you, Steve, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right, Doug, news and weather in a moment. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in for a few more minutes. And, Doug, I want to get to one on our stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. I have an iPad and iPhone that I got about 10 years ago. A few years ago, they both stopped turning on. There's pictures I have on there, but I gave up trying to charge them for like days at a time and just couldn't get them to turn on. What would be the best way to get these things going? You know,
walk right into an Apple store.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, the one at the mall is Mall of America. They're exceptional. they're going to have your data for you in a matter of minutes. Obviously, they're going to try to sell you some new equipment, and you might want to consider that after a decade. But it's they're not going to get pushy. They're very, very good at that Apple store at the mall. I'm amazed at how good they are. And these people got themselves together. That store, by the way, is different than many Apple stores. That's actually a data center as well in the back of that. There's a huge, huge rack mount computers back there. And so you got some top-shelf people working there, top shelf. That would be my advice.
Yeah, and it is one of those where if they're in otherwise good shape, you should be able to get your data off that machine with assistance, that's for sure. Hey, real quick update. After talking to my cousin at a picnic, he has been using cellular-based home internet, 5G mm-hmm. cellular signals to an appliance. It happens to be T-Mobile. And I said, well, mm-hmm. I'm going to give that a try. And they have a home backup service that's $20 a month.
Yeah.
And I got the little appliance, and I've been playing around with it for the last month or so. I really like it, and I'm strongly considering making this our home internet. I really like this 5G service. It's been very stable. It's been very solid. And the appliance, like I say, is even smaller than a coffee pot. I mean, it's pretty slim, pretty easy. We're able to get a signal. Super easy to set up. I've been impressed. But once again, it's a backup. I only have limited bandwidth, et cetera. It's not the full-blown service, which is more like $50 a month. So
that's still cheap.
Yeah, I've been really impressed by it. So far, it's so good. And we have heard on the show good reviews about mm-hmm. this 5G. Once again, it's 5G cellular signals that comes to an appliance, and you can hardwire into that or with an Ethernet cable, or you can use it to create Wi-Fi in your home, and that's how I've been using it. But it's been pretty good so far.
Yeah, this is I like the fact that you have a redundant internet connection.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I really do. Is that we've got Xfinity here, and I pay for a gigabit feed, and I haven't seen a gig ever. And now, last couple of months, my TVs are actually starting to buffer. I should never buffer. There's two of us in the yeah. house, for goodness sake.
Right.
A gig should be able to handle 5 places or 10 places like mine, standing on its head. I'm
yeah.
not certain what's happening there.
Yeah, and Doug, we can get into that in more detail next show, a couple of weeks down the road. Once again, Twins and Red Sox next Saturday, lineup card at 2:30, first pitch just after 3 our time, so we'll have no show next Saturday, but hopefully we'll visit with you in 2 weeks. Don't forget the podcast at the website, WCCORadio.com. It is WCCO Tech Talk. Doug, quickly, phone number and email.
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin at WCCOTech.com. A-D-M-I-N at WCCOTECH.com. 651-552-9543. Thank you, Steve, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right, Doug, news and weather in a moment. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.